The Catholic Morning Show.
Good morning. I'm here.
On Iowa Catholic Radio.
Good morning.
With John Leonetti.
That broadcast school has really paid off.
Mark Amadeo. And Deacon Tony Valdez.
Well, welcome everyone to the Catholic Morning Show. This is Jean Till, and I'm broadcasting from the Iowa Catholic Radio Network studios. We thank you so much for taking time this morning to be a part of our show, to listen to our show. I'd love to hear from you. As always, you can text us anytime, 515-223-1150. If you're listening from outside of the state, I always think it's so much fun to get messages from Ohio recently and Arizona. It's just fun when you're listening. So I sure hope that you send me a message this morning. I'd love to hear from you. It is Wednesday, November 17th, and we have a full show. Tim Jamison will join us at 7:07 here, just in a couple minutes, to talk about tonight's healing service at St. Ambrose. That's very important. Rachel Bullman will be joining us as she has a new, she contributed to the new book on Peter Kreft, Kreft, Wisdom and Wonder. And then Leah Jacobson will be joining us at the second half of the show about a new book that she has out, Holistic Feminism. Don't be scared, folks. It's not like that. It's healing the identity crisis caused by the women's movement. I'm very much looking forward to that. Mark Amadeo, of course, the saint of the day, all that good stuff. But we always want to pray. Deacon Tony?
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse, protect us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go and check in with Mark. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Well, good morning, Jean. How are you on this Wednesday hump day morning?
Hump day. I love that commercial. I don't know what it's for, but I just remember it's so much fun. And happy belated birthday to Mary.
Well, thank you. We celebrated the night before yesterday and probably a little bit of a hangover today. So,
oh,
yeah, milestone birthday for her. And we celebrated very well yesterday. I think she's
I was going to say there was a big celebration in your front yard and she had lunch with friends and dinner. And it's like, oh, my goodness, it had to have ended in zero.
Your secret is safe with me so far. But, you know.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry. That's mine's cool. Next.
It's important to celebrate our friends and family on their special day. It's important to celebrate them every day. But, you know,
correct.
So oftentimes, and we were just talking before the show started about how, you know, this Thanksgiving is the first time many families will be getting together in a couple years. And it's a real time to celebrate.
It is, Gene, because we saw what happened just abruptly. Everything just dropped, and we went through a period of time that, you know, we couldn't see everyone, maybe virtually, but not physically, and that's always good. And yesterday, we all physically got together,
that
was always good.
Yeah.
And we had a great time. I'm sure she did. And here we go today, back to the day after a birthday.
So you didn't have to have virtual birthday cake yesterday.
Oh, no, that didn't. You know what, Gene? That didn't taste very well during the pandemic. I didn't like that
it
virtual
didn't.
Stuff.
It didn't, huh? Go figure.
No.
Yeah, virtual
didn't
turkey
have the right
just
flavor.
Doesn't cut it.
nor can you cut it.
Yeah. Hey, what do you have for us today, Mark?
Well, we got cloudy, dry, breezy conditions out there this morning as you wake up. Today's weather update is brought to you by Divine Treasures, a Catholic book and gift store serving the Des Moines community since 1992. Their phone number is 515-255-5230. Well, current conditions in central and southwest Iowa. Yes, it's cold out there, mostly cloudy right now. Temperatures in the lower 40s. Northwest winds, though, at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And today, it'll be mainly cloudy. It'll be dry and breezy. Highs in the upper 40s. So more seasonable-like weather moving in. The winds have shifted from the south to the northwest, and they'll be at 10 to 20 miles per hour at times today. So that'll make the feels-like temperature around in the mid-30s. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear. Overnight lows in the upper 20s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, dry once again, highs in the upper 30s, and on Friday, partly cloudy and dry with highs in the mid-40s. Weekend not looking too bad as we look to the extended forecast. Partly cloudy both Saturday and Sunday with highs in the lower 50s. Well, today's news update is brought to you by Tuffy Tire and Auto Service in Ankeny, offering complete car care service from routine dealer recommended maintenance to complete diagnostics and full service auto repair. That's TuffyAnkeny.com. Well, the United Auto Workers Union members are voting today on a new 6-year contract, the third proposal from John Deere. Now, thousands of John Deere workers in Iowa, Illinois, and Kansas have been on strike since the end of October. Now, in other news, farmers worked through some snow flurries and cold last week as they continue to push to close the harvest season. The USDA crop report shows farmers in south central Iowa have more than 20% of their corn to harvest, but overall, 91% of the corn is out of the fields. That is 4 days ahead of the 5-year average. Now, the report says the soybean crop harvest is virtually complete at 97%. While rain and snow did hinder the harvest a bit, the report says it did help slightly improve soil moisture levels. Well, in sports last night, men's college basketball, the non-conference season continued for Iowa State and the University of Iowa. Up in Ames, the Iowa State Cyclones are now 3-0 as they defeated the Alabama State as they defeated Alabama State last night, 68-60 at Hilton Coliseum. And in the Big Ten, the Iowa Hawkeyes remain undefeated as the Hawkeye men defeated North Carolina Central, 86-69 at Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. Tonight in men's college basketball, Northern Iowa men on the road at number 16 Arkansas, and they'll tip it off at 7 o'clock tonight down in Fayetteville. The game will be televised on ESPN3. Tonight in women's college basketball, 8th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes host Southern University, and they'll tip off at 6:30. That game will be carried on the Big Ten Plus Network from Carver Hawkeye Arena. And tonight, Northern Iowa women, they're on the road at North Dakota State, and they'll tip it off at 7 o'clock up in Fargo, North Dakota. Tonight, right here in Des Moines, NBA G League basketball, Grand Rapids, well, they stay in town. They were in town Monday, and they take on the Iowa Wolves tonight. Tip off at 6:30 at Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. The Wolves are in first place with a 3-0 record in NBA G League series. And once again, current conditions in central and in southwest Iowa right now. We have mostly cloudy skies, temperatures in the lower 40s with northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And today it'll be cloudy, dry, and breezy with highs in the upper 40s, northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. And this has been your news, weather, and sports on your Wednesday morning. And this is Mark Amadeo on the Catholic Morning Show.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, the Catholic Tuition Organization, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, it truly is my pleasure to welcome Tim Jamieson today to the morning show. Tim, you got a big event tonight, the first healing service. That is the third Wednesday of every month. And tonight's the first one.
That is correct.
Yeah.
We are looking excited. I thank you for having me on.
Well, you know, it's one of these things that I have not seen so many different folks share the little image, the healing service image that you had sent to me on Facebook. I mean, you're going to have a full house, I'm guessing.
You know, it is amazing, honestly. Mm-hmm. I sent it out, as you know, about 10 days ago,
mm-hmm.
and just asked people to share. Mm-hmm. And we have people flying in from Philadelphia, from Minneapolis, from Ohio,
wow.
from Texas. I mean, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely crazy.
Well, it shows
the
need
the desire yeah.
for the Lord's presence. Now, is it for folks that just have physical healing that they want to... Yeah.
No, actually, Jean, honestly, we are living in a time that's unprecedented,
mm-hmm.
and we all are hurting. We're hurting from the pandemic, we're hurting from stress, we're hurting from everything, and everybody has emotional hurts, psychological hurts, right? And
mm-hmm.
we have spiritual hurts, and we also have physical hurts, and every single person needs God's grace in their life, and that's what this is for, is to heal whatever. And so many times people say, I don't really have anything. You know, but I just like to be prayed over because I want to grow my relationship with the Lord. Well, that's what you
mm-hmm.
can do as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it doesn't matter what your ailment is or what your situation is. The Lord is just calling you, to be real honest with you, He's calling you home. He's calling into relationship mm-hmm. with Himself.
Now, is there, I mean, a part of healing is reconciliation. Will there be an opportunity for confession this evening?
No, there will not.
Okay.
And let me explain why.
Okay.
This is really like what you would see at a typical Protestant healing service, but the difference is it's at a Catholic cathedral in the center of our diocese, and the main healer will be center and stage, and that is our Lord. And He will be exposed, so we'll have the exposition of the Blessed Sacrament, and then later benediction.
Mm-hmm.
But He asks for this literally to not be a healing service mass or reconciliation, because He said He wanted all of His brothers and all of my brothers and sisters, all of His children, to come and feel welcome in His mm-hmm. house. And then what we'll do is after the healings, we'll ask everybody to go back to their home parishes, wherever they came from, the Catholics at least, and we expect 75% Catholic and 25% Protestant,
mm-hmm.
to go back to their priests, to their parishes, and receive the healing sacrament of reconciliation. This is the first step in the healing process, and then the second step is going for the, obviously, getting to reconciliation and starting your new life with Christ.
So since this is the first one, and I've never been to a Protestant healing service,
mm-hmm.
What can I expect? So Jesus will be exposed in the monstrance. So I assume,
right.
will there be evening prayer or something to start
sure.
the service?
Father Niepin, who is the pastor at the mm-hmm. cathedral, in addition to the bishop, obviously,
he won't be there tonight, right? He's gone.
No, the bishop will not.
Yeah.
Right.
But he plans on being there as much as possible, right?
Yeah, he said he'll be there every Wednesday, third Wednesday that he's in town, since
mm-hmm.
he's right there in the rectory.
Yeah.
But Father is just going to welcome all of us to his house, which is the cathedral, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's in charge of. And then we'll have exposition, and then we're going to do a little, like literally 5-minute talk on why we're meeting, why we're doing this, what
okay.
the need is. And then there will be about a 10-minute reflection on scripture, healings in the Bible, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
The New Testament, and then we'll go right into the healing service. And there'll be general healing in the beginning, and the words of knowledge will come and for people that in general, and then there'll be specific healings where there'll be 4 different stations set up with 2 people at each station and an extra chair there, and then people will come and sit down, and we'll just simply pray with them, with mm-hmm. our brothers and sisters,
mm-hmm.
and ask to be, you know, to intervene, to be the conduit between heaven and earth,
mm-hmm.
and let the flow of grace come through the Holy Spirit.
You know, I, at least for me, Tim, I always kind of like to know what I'm getting into. So it's like knowing those steps. It's like, okay, I'm not going to do the wrong thing, or it's not going to be uncomfortable. You know,
you can come and go. Since it's not a mass,
mm-hmm.
you can come and go as you want.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, literally, you know, it starts at 7. And we'll probably really get up and rolling, you know, within 20 minutes, so 7:20 or so.
Mm-hmm.
But then people, if they're not there until 7:30, that's great. If they can't get there till 8, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Because so think of it kind of like reconciliation, but there will not be any lines. He's very specific about that.
Mm-hmm.
He does not want lines. And so many people just need the healing touch of mm-hmm. another. And it says, in the Bible, you know, it says real clearly, to go and confess to one another, to your brothers and sisters, and then go into the house of God and talk to the priest and be
mm-hmm.
reconciled with our Lord. So this is just to stir the spirit in each of us in the area of healing that we need help in, and then we send them off to the mm-hmm. real doctorate mm-hmm. through reconciliation, through that beautiful healing sacrament.
Well, and as you know, I very much wanted to be there tonight, but my grandson has his first reconciliation, so
yes,
we're going to take care of that, and then we'll be there. We'll be there next.
What a blessing!
Month. Yeah.
And Jean, there is nothing more holy or more beautiful than their first reconciliation.
Oh, I know.
I mean, that is just beautiful. So,
yeah.
Yes, I mean, tell everybody that they are welcome, no matter what religion, colors, creed, sex. It doesn't matter.
Or no
all
religion.
God's children, right?
Yeah.
We are all literally his children.
So
he wants us all back.
Yeah, it's tonight. It's at 7, begins at 7 p.m. Come when you can. Stay as long as you can. It's at St. Ambrose Cathedral downtown. Again, tell your friends. You can go to the Iowa Catholic Radio Facebook page, and you'll be able to see the image, the little flyer kind of thing that you can share on your Facebook page to encourage your friends and family and neighbors to participate as well. Tim Jamison, thank you so much. We will talk to you soon.
You're very well. All right. Thanks, Jean.
God bless
now.
Bye. Hey, when we come back, we're going to have Rachel Bowman join us. She is a wife and mom of four and speaker and blogger, and she was asked to contribute to the new book, Wisdom and Wonder, How Peter Kreft Shaped the Next Generation of Catholics. Don't go anywhere. Your Iowa Catholic Radio time is 7:15.
You're listening to the Catholic Morning Show on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. Their number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by Bell Construction.
Bell Construction is a roofing company. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494. Bell Construction.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. Since 1999, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling has been supporting customers with their rules to live by. Respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling is a family-run business, reminding you of the Golden Rule. Treat others as you wish to be treated. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. GoldenRulePHC.com. Thank you, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by Blessman International. According to a global food security report, more than 820 million people in the world are hungry today. None of us can help them all, but how about one? One child. Blessman International provides 60,000 children in South Africa with a daily hot meal, place of safety, educational experience, and spiritual development. Learn more at BlessmanInternational.org. That's BlessmanInternational.org. Thank you, Blessman International, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Don't miss the Iowa Catholic Radio Dinner in December, Saturday, December 11th at the Embassy Suites downtown. Join us as we celebrate 15 years connecting listeners to Christ. Enjoy a display of the Vatican International Exhibition of the Eucharistic Miracles of the World. Plus, keynote speaker Paul Zuccarelli will share his inspirational near-death experience. Get your tickets now for the Iowa Catholic Radio Dinner in December, Saturday, December 11th. Details at iowacatholicradio.com.
The Catholic Morning Show on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Welcome back to the Morning Show, the Catholic Morning Show here on Iowa Catholic Radio. This is Jean Till. So blessed that you have chosen to spend your time with us here as we bring you into the day with prayer and great speakers that really provide us an opportunity to delve deeper into our faith. I'd love to hear from you. You can text me. I've got our text line open at 515-223-1150. So love to hear from you, whether a hi, hello, or if you loved listening to our last speaker, Tim Jamison, or our current guest was Rachel Bowman, Rachel's wife, mom of four, speaker and blogger with the mom of four. Really, Rachel, how do you blog anything other than your grocery list?
Well, Jean, there's an update because there's now six kids.
Oh,
so we had twins about 2 months or 5 months ago. So,
God bless you. I have several friends who have twins, and they post their my kids are grown, and I'm like, holy shimoly, they're going in opposite directions. You know, once they become mobile.
I know. Yeah. I keep telling them to not do that, that we should just not be mobile. I could just bring them stuff for the rest of their life. So
and how's that working
we'll see
for
how
you?
That works.
Mm-hmm.
Not so great.
Yeah. It's like taming cats.
Oh, gosh. It's so true. So true.
Well, how cool that you had the opportunity to be a contributor to the new book, Wisdom and Wonder, How Peter Kreft Shaped the Next Generation of Catholics. I've interviewed him before. What I've read him, of course, but how did you get the opportunity to contribute to this new book?
Well, Brandon has long been influenced by Peter Kreft and his writings. And so he just has all these brilliant ideas and he's so generous with them. And so he just got together some of the great minds, I think, in the church right now. Mm-hmm. And there's I think, 18 essays in this book. They range from Catholic speakers to evangelists, podcasters. And it's just so beautiful because he asked us, you know, what has Peter Kreft done for your own conversion, your own journey in the faith? And so all of these essays really are touchstones into who Peter Kreft has been to each of us.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just such a beautiful invitation that I couldn't pass up because who wouldn't want to talk about someone that influenced them in such a gigantic way?
So as we talk about Peter Kreft, how did he influence you?
Well, you know, I grew up Protestant, so one of the biggest things about my life was just being formed by Scripture. There was beautiful worship services that were part of my growing up, so there was a whole lot of emotional reality that I grew up in, and there wasn't a whole lot of intellectual formation. And when I came into the Catholic Church, it was like a dam just broke. And all of this knowledge that was just long since what I sensed as like being locked up had been opened up for me, not just from within the church itself herself, but also within my own heart and just this desire to grow intellectually. And so one of the first places that I found Peter Kreft was after I had started diving into some philosophy from Dietrich von Hildebrand.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually wrote the introduction to the newest reprint of Dietrich von Hildebrand's, I'm going to phrase the name of it. It's called Life Living. Jeez, of course, I'd forget the name of it.
There will be a test,
folks. But he writes
from
the very beginning. Exactly. There is definitely going to be a test. But in the opening of it, he just talks about the fact that, hey, you know, you have to learn that there are these kind of philosophers in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that he presented him was like, you know, there's this type of people that are humorous and they're witty and they're fun. There's this type of person, this type of philosopher that you fall asleep to. And then there's the type of philosopher that you really kind of ingest and make your own.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, I mean, I've never heard anybody make that kind of distinction. And I was really drawn in by the way that he wrote. And so I decided to, it was the Art of Living, Dietrich von Hildebrand's Art of Living that really drew me in. And I was just so taken aback by that. So I actually just put my book down and I Googled Peter Kreft.
I'm reading this book, but now I'm going over here.
Yeah, exactly. So I laugh like Dietrich von Hildebrand introduced me to Peter Kreft, which is really beautiful. But the first book that I picked up from him was The Summa of the Summa and Practical Theology.
Oh.
And actually both of those dive into the Thomism and to the teachings of Thomas Aquinas. And the thing about, of course, the Summa, I remember trying to read it before and it was so difficult for me to read. You know, coming from a background that really wasn't highly intellectual and then wasn't really trained in philosophy at all. And I would read it and just be like, okay, let me
read
that.
Well, I have to reread that paragraph,
this,
right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah,
it was like the same thing over and over again. And then, but Kreft brings it down, makes it digestible. I think he does for us what Our Lady does for us, that she brought Jesus, the incarnation, down and digestible, touchable, tangible for all of us. And I think that Kreft does that same thing that Our Lady does for us. He brings God so near, so imminent for us. And it's just been, he's incredible. And I think that he's been that gift for so many people.
You know, that I love the concept of this, where it's 18 essays. It's not, you know, 300 pages of one paragraph, you know, commentary. It gets really into your heart, the author's heart, the contributor's heart, and how they were influenced. And, you know, if people haven't read any Peter Kreft, they need to. First of all, Jesus Shock in particular is one of, you know, one of
yes.
an easy and a hard read at the same time. So Rachel, thank you so much. Rachel Bowman is a contributor to the new book out, Wisdom and Wonder, How Peter Kreft Shaped the Next Generation of Catholics. It's available through Ignatius Press, Amazon. You can go to our own local Divine Treasures, and they will, I'm sure, have it or get it for you very quickly. Rachel, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Hey, folks, coming up after this break, we're going to have your Saint of the Day, as always. And if you have not gotten your tickets for dinner in December, I encourage you to do that. I mean, we are very much looking forward to celebrating 15 years of Iowa Catholic Radio, all Catholic, all the time. So get your tickets. Go to iowacatholicradio.com. And now let's go to Father Andrew Winchettle with today's Gospel and Reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While people were listening to Jesus speak, he proceeded to tell a parable because he was near Jerusalem, and they thought that the kingdom of God would appear there immediately. So he said, a nobleman went off to a distant country to obtain the kingship for himself and then to return. He called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 gold coins and told them, engage in trade with these until I return. His fellow citizens, however, despised him and sent a delegation after him to announce, we do not want this man to be our king. But when he returned after obtaining the kingship, he had the servants called to whom he had given the money to learn what they had gained by trading. The first came forward and said, sir, your gold coin has earned 10 additional ones. He replied, well done, good servant. You have been faithful in this very small matter. Take charge of 10 cities. Then the second came and reported, your gold coin, sir, has earned 5 more. And to this servant too he said, you take charge of 5 cities. Then the other servant came and said, sir, here is your gold coin. I kept it stored away in a handkerchief, for I was afraid of you, because you are a demanding man. You take up what you did not lay down, and you harvest what you did not plant. He said to him, with your own words, I shall condemn you, you wicked servant. You knew I was a demanding man, taking up what I did not lay down and harvesting what I did not plant. Why did you not put my money in a bank? Then on my return, I would have collected it with interest. And to those standing by, he said, take the gold coin from him and give it to the servant who has 10. But they said to him, sir, he has 10 gold coins. He replied, I tell you, to everyone who has, more will be given, but from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Now as for those enemies of mine who did not want me as their king, bring them here and slay them before me. After he had said this, he proceeded on his journey up to Jerusalem. The Gospel of the Lord. As this reading relates, some people thought the kingdom would come immediately, which it has, in a sense, with Jesus' very presence. Like the king, he'll be rejected by some people, a possible consequence of which is permanent separation from him. For those who want to please God, Jesus wants us to act like the servants, cooperating with the grace and developing the gifts that he's given us, so we're as prepared as possible to enter the eternal kingdom.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. Since 1999, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling has been supporting customers with their rules to live by. Respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling is a family-run business, reminding you of the Golden Rule. Treat others as you wish to be treated. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. GoldenRulePHC.com. Thank you, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by Mercy College of Health Sciences, where you can chart your course for more.
Mercy College provides unparalleled clinical rotations, hands-on learning, accelerated education, and flexible schedules. Since 1899, Mercy College has been transforming students into healthcare professionals. Guided by Catholic values, our faculty put classroom theory into practice. Students are prepared for roles in service and leadership throughout their own careers.
Learn more at mchs.edu. Mercy College of Health Sciences, mchs.edu.
The Catholic Morning Show on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, welcome to the Catholic Radio. Oh my goodness, folks, it's one of those days. Welcome to the Catholic Morning Show. I'm
put a dollar in the jar.
Oh no. Welcome to Iowa Catholic Radio Network, Catholic Morning Show. Oh my goodness. So grateful to have you joining us today to start your morning off with Iowa Catholic Radio. We are truly blessed after 15 years to have so many folks trust us to bring them not only the gospel reading from Father Andrew, but great interviews and commentary and thoughtful prayer throughout the day. So thank you for joining us. I do have our text line open, so if you want to give me a shout out, I would love to hear from you. And love to hear what you thought of Rachel Pullman and the new book, Wonder, Wisdom and Wonder, How Peter Kraft Shaped the Next Generation of Catholics. Love to hear from you. 515-223-1150. We have another great guest later on today, Leah Jacobson. She has a new book out called Holistic Feminism. Don't get freaked out. Holistic Feminism, Healing the Identity Crisis Caused by the Women's Movement. And boy, did that create upheaval in our lives. We'll have your saint of the day, of course, Mark Amadeo with news and all that good stuff he brings us. But the best is to pray. Deacon Tony?
God our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse, protect us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo. So, Mark, I'm wondering, what is that sport that your brother likes so well? We should be able to start playing that here pretty soon with this weather.
Yeah. It's called non-extreme sports that nobody reports on, but he thinks it's important.
Something with sweeping the ice. I never quite got that.
Yeah, it's called curling, Gina. Oh. That's an Olympic sport, and there's a reason why they only have it every 4 years.
And again, what does curling have to do with sweeping ice? You're using a broom and a hockey puck, it seems like. Okay, it's a ball, but yeah.
It's sort of like a ball. It's something that rolls on the ice. You have to ask him about the concept. That's his deal. I'm not. I stay clear away from that. You have to email the pastor at Our Lady's Immaculate Heart Church in Ankeny.
I wonder if he brings up curling in his homilies every so often.
I don't know. He has been twice removed from Holy Trinity, thank goodness, at times, and I don't have to endure. And I mean this in a good way, as everybody knows.
You're going to have to go to confession for that one, my friend.
Well, family stories happen to get into his homilies, so I never know which ones are in there until I get a text later in the day. Say, hey, your brother's talking about you.
Yeah, so, great. Thanks.
Which one of many memories is he digging up now?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, families are a treasure, but they can also dredge up old memories that should be left in the history books, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and some things stay the same. You know, he was with us last night celebrating my wife's birthday up there in Ankeny. We did take the party to Ankeny for some reason, but we did. And he showed up. And, of course, I had to pick up the check. So, you know.
Well, there you go.
I said, you know, we're going to need to take a second collection. He says, oh, it's your wife's birthday. I married you. You go right ahead and take care of it. So that's some things stay the same, Gene.
Take up a second collection at a family. Yeah, way to go, Mark. Way to go. Well, what do you have for us today, my friend?
Well, we've got same weather we've had. But, Gene, you going to be back tomorrow? Are you doing back-to-back with John on the road?
So you get me tomorrow, too.
Well, tomorrow will be 1 week away from Thanksgiving. Hard to believe that, won't it?
So, and then there'll be lots of cookie walks at lots of different churches. I've seen several of those. So you're going to go right for eating way too much turkey and stuffing and mashed potatoes to needing to make cookies like crazy to take to your local parish cookie walk.
Tis the season.
Tis the season.
Yeah, we're a week away from Thanksgiving, so all the baking will begin later this, within the next week, I suppose.
Yep, I suppose. And then you'll have to test those. Should I just bring them directly to your house to test them, Mark?
Of course. Now, I take care of the Lenten fish fries, but I can help. I can assist with this, Gene. Yes, I can help you.
Oh, this is a new Mark Amadeo section, testing the cookie walks, and you'll have to go to all of them and then give the feedback on the next show.
as long as there's no curling updates or any other extreme every 4 year sports updates, I'm good.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Today's weather update is brought to you by Divine Treasures, a Catholic book and gift store serving the greater Des Moines community since 1992. And their phone number is 515-255-5230. Well, current conditions here in central and southwest Iowa, we do have cloudy skies. It's cold, dry, and breezy as we have overcast skies this morning. Temperatures in the lower 40s, and the winds have shifted out of the northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour as that cold front moved through overnight. Today, it'll remain cloudy throughout the day, dry and breezy, highs in the upper 40s, with northwest winds keeping the feels-like temperature in the 30s at 10 to 20 miles per hour throughout the day. Tonight, mostly clear, overnight lows in the upper 20s, and the winds will continue out of the west-northwest, 10 to 20 miles per hour winds overnight, and then tomorrow on your Thursday, partly cloudy, once again dry, highs in the upper 30s, and then on Friday, partly cloudy with highs in the mid-40s. Weekend not looking too bad. It'll be partly cloudy with highs in the lower 50s both Saturday and Sunday, with dry conditions both days. Well, today's news update is brought to you by Tuffy Tire and Auto Service in Ankeny, offering complete car care service from routine dealer-recommended maintenance to complete diagnostics and full-service auto repair. TuffyAnkeny.com. Well, the UAW, United Auto Workers Union members, are voting today on a new six-year contract with John Deere. Now, thousands of John Deere workers in Iowa, Illinois, and Kansas have been on strike since the end of October. In other news, farmers worked through some snow flurries, cold, and wet weather last week to continue the push to close the harvest season. Now, the USDA crop report shows farmers in south central Iowa have more than 20% of their corn to harvest, but overall, 91% of the corn is out of the fields. That is 4 days ahead of the five-year average. The report also says soybean crop harvest is virtually complete at 97% here in the state of Iowa. While rain and snow did hinder the harvest a bit last week, the report says it did help slightly improve soil moisture levels. In sports last night, men's college basketball, it was non-conference games for both Iowa and Iowa State. Up in Ames, the Cyclone men remain undefeated as they defeated Alabama State 68-60 at Hilton Coliseum. Cyclones now 3-0 on the season. And the Iowa Hawkeye men remain undefeated. They're 3-0 on the season. They defeated North Carolina Central 86-69 at Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. Tonight, men's college basketball, it's Northern Iowa. They're on the road, and they're at number 16, Arkansas. They'll tip it off at 7 o'clock down in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and that game will be televised on ESPN3. Tonight, women's college basketball, Southern University travels to Iowa City to take on the 8th-ranked Iowa Hawkeye women, and they'll tip it off at 6:30. That game will be televised on the Big Ten Plus. And tonight, in women's college basketball, Northern Iowa women on the road. They're at North Dakota State, and they'll tip off at 7 o'clock in Bison Country in Fargo, North Dakota. And tonight, right here in Des Moines, well, Iowa G League or NBA G League basketball, the Iowa Wolves home. They're in first place with a record of 3-0. They'll take on Grand Rapids once again, and they'll tip it off early tonight at 6:30 at Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. And once again, current conditions in central and in southwest Iowa. Mostly cloudy right now. Temperatures in the lower 40s. The winds have shifted to the northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And that brings us to today. It will be cloudy, cold, dry, and breezy. Highs in the upper 40s. Those northwest winds keeping things in the 30s out of the 10 to 20 mile per hour throughout the day. And this has been your news, weather, and sports on your Wednesday morning. And this is Mark Amadale on the Catholic Morning Show.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, the Catholic Tuition Organization, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, today's saint understood that the kingship of Christ called her to use her throne in service to the poor. So we're talking about Saint Elizabeth of Hungary. She was born in 1207 to the King of Hungary. And at the age of 14, she was married to a German king. In order to, in addition, then she had three children. Elizabeth devoted herself to charity and prayer, and despite her position of power, she wore simple clothing, and daily she would take bread to the hundreds of her poor countrymen who gathered at the palace gate. Now, her husband died in the Crusades, and her family tried to put an end to this charity thing that she was doing. And arguing that she had squandered the royal family's wealth, they evicted her from the palace, despite her grief over the passing of her husband. Elizabeth was eventually reinstated when her son returned from the Crusades. Now, in 1228, Elizabeth joined the secular Franciscan order, spending the remaining few years of her life caring for the poor in a hospital which she founded in honor of St. Francis. Elizabeth's health declined, and she died before her 24th birthday. Her great popularity resulted in her canonization just 4 years later. To think she did that all before she was 24. So we asked St. Elizabeth of Hungary to pray for us. Oh my goodness, coming up here shortly, I have Leah Jacobson joining us. She's an international speaker, board-certified lactation consultant, which really has helped prompt her to understand the struggles that women have with what their role is in life. And she's a mom of seven, so she knows what she's talking about here. She has a new book, Holistic Feminism, Healing the Identity Crisis Caused by the Woman's Movement. Hey, folks, again, coming up, we have that dinner in December. I really encourage you to get your tickets. So looking forward to it. We're celebrating 15 years, first of all, of Iowa Catholic Radio, Catholic 100% of the time. And our featured speaker is Paul Zuccarelli, who had a near-death experience and really looking forward to that. Plus, we're going to have a Vatican International Exhibition of the Eucharistic Miracles of the World. It is beautiful. It is 7:41. Here's your Diocesan Minute.
This is your news to the Diocese of Des Moines for Wednesday, November 17th. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins. We have two priests celebrating birthdays today. They are Father Fabian Mancada, pastor of Our Lady of the Americas Parish in Des Moines, and Father Ray Higgins, pastor of parishes in Bayard and Panora. Happy birthday. On the Monday after Thanksgiving, Bishop William Johnson will pray a Mass for all those who have suffered the loss of a child. The Memorial Mass will begin at 7 in the evening at Our Lady's Immaculate Heart Parish in Ankeny. That's Monday, November 29th. If you've got questions, call the diocese and ask for Adam Story in the Marriage and Family Life office. Tickets are still available for this Saturday's Iowans for Life annual Christmas gala, The Holy Family. The evening starts at 5 p.m. at the Ron Pearson Center in West Des Moines and will include a cash bar, dinner, Christmas auction, Christmas entertainment, and a keynote from Monsignor Frank Chido. Purchase your tickets at iowansforlife.org and click on events at the very top of the page. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins.
Builder Can Construction. Not going along with the crowd will help you stand out in the crowd. Builder Can Construction proudly supports Iowa Catholic Radio. Builder Can Construction is a commercial general contractor providing pre-construction, estimating, and scheduling services through completion of construction. We can build projects ranging from tenant improvements and historical renovations to high-rise buildings. We build confidence. Learn more about the nearly 40 projects in the Des Moines metro area completed by Builder Can Construction by visiting www.bdconstruct.com.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. The number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
The Catholic Morning Show on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Welcome to the Catholic Morning Show. I'm Jean Till. We are so grateful that you are choosing to spend your morning with us as you're out and about, perhaps taking kids to school or headed to work. Whatever your destination, you're choosing to be a part of this prayer network here on Iowa Catholic Radio. So thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm really excited to visit with Leah Jacobson. She's an international speaker. founder, board-certified lactation consultant, mom of seven, how you had time to write a book. I have no idea. Our earlier guest had a family of six, and she was writing a book. I'm like, ladies, how do you get this done? My goodness. Welcome to Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hey, good morning, Jean. Thanks for having me this morning.
Well, you're welcome. Now, you have this new book, Holistic Feminism, which, you know, you use feminism and people are like right away, oh, yeah, those are radical, you know, women.
Sure.
But this is Holistic Feminism, Healing the Identity Crisis Caused by the Women's Movement. And you know, born in the 50s and now, you know, turning 60, I was a young adult in that 60s and 70s era where women were supposed to do and be whatever. So I can relate to this. So Siv, give us the premise. I mean, I think I know what the premise of the book is, but share the framework for this book and how you came about to write this.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Jean. So I work in the field of women's healthcare. Now, but I began in campus ministry. I began working at the University of Minnesota Duluth, living and working at the Newman House with my husband, Josh, in the first few years of our marriage as we were, you know, learning NFP and having our first babies and learning to breastfeed and just getting to know my own, you know, female body as strong and understanding the church's teaching on it. And funny that you mentioned that word feminism, because it was around that time that I picked up John Paul II's Evangelium Vitae. And I read that famous quote in there where John Paul II asked the women of the church to embrace, you know, in quotation marks, new feminism. And I remember just that connecting with me, and I felt like, yes, something's really wrong with the women's movement. Something is really broken in feminism. You know, as I talked with these young women that were women's studies majors, they're feminists, and yet they were absolutely clueless when it came to fertility and you know, childbirth and breastfeeding and these things that I was doing with my body. They were very uncomfortable and unfamiliar with. And so I think it all kind of began at that moment when I was just recognizing, you know, what the women's movement has sold to young women as empowerment, just how unfulfilling that is and how fragmented it is, and that women don't get to know their full identity. They don't know their full goodness and strength. And and really that's kind of the premise of this book, is that, you know, women are unhappy in our culture, and that it's because they're not whole. They don't even know the fullness of how good God made them. They don't understand their bodies. And so, you know, to have a women's movement that encourages us to really, truly get acquainted with our own body and the way that He made it, that makes women happy. Whole women are happy.
And, you know, in my generation, or maybe it was just me, I felt that real tug between being the woman of my mom's generation, which is how I was raised, and what you're hearing from society. So you're trying to be all things to all people. You're trying to be the mom and you know, understand your body and knew all those things, and a good wife and a good employee and a good community member and, a you know, all of that. Like, you can be all, you know, and it just, it plays a guilt trip on you when you can't do all of it.
Exactly. And it's just, it's so, it's not fair. It's not fair for young women to be put into these expectations by society and this definition and this framework of what a successful life looks like. You know, I talk about it in my book. It's a very masculine framework. It's based upon a man's body. You know, it doesn't make room for the very real biological realities that women experience in pregnancy and in childbirth and in postpartum and breastfeeding. There's not enough room for women to be successful with the current framework. And we need to acknowledge that and really create a way for women to be whole, to recognize there's going to be phases and there's going to be times in our lives when it's more appropriate or not for us to be, you know, outside the home in the workplace or inside the home in the workplace, you know?
You know, Leah, I'm thinking this would be a great gift for a new mom or someone that is expecting their first child to, while they still have all that time, because, you know, they think they don't, but to really read that and embrace that as they begin that journey of being a mom and how that is impacting their life.
Yeah, absolutely. I think in some ways, just to relieve that pressure and to really say, who were you uniquely created to be? What does God want from you uniquely? Because that's the other thing I think that we really typecast women into very specific obligations and roles that don't fit all women. And I talk about that a little bit in the book. I mean, this book is not written to be a Catholic book. It's written for every woman.
But, so it doesn't make any difference whether you have a person of faith or no faith at all.
Exactly. But I did go through the process of getting the imprimatur with my diocese here in Duluth, because I want to assure Catholics there's no heresy in here.
Right.
It's just not going to use familiar Catholic phrases. I don't refer to, you know, the difference in the women saints. But really, if we look to the church, you know, you look at a Thérèse of Lisieux and a Saint Joan of Arc, incredibly different women.
And today's saint, even Saint Elizabeth of Hungary.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yes. Yes, perfect example of that. Women are going to be called to live out their femininity and their motherhood in very unique and dramatic ways sometimes, and we have to make room for that.
And I would think this would be very eye-opening for men as well, because, you know, God bless our husbands. They don't necessarily have grown up knowing how a woman's body will change and react and how that will impact their marriage and all of that.
Yeah, no, and I agree with you. I think we've done a huge disservice to our sons and to men by not raising the bar for them. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the women's movement, unfortunately, instead of raising the bar for men, it lowered the standard for women in many ways. And now nobody has an obligation to understand how a woman's body works, because it's easier to just suppress fertility, put it away, don't even pay attention to it, just alter and really destroy the uniqueness of a woman's body, you know, for what purpose? You know, for pleasure,
right,
or for convenience. Mm-hmm. And none of those things bring fulfillment, and they don't make us whole, and ultimately it makes us very unhappy.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, folks might say, I want to read a bit of this. Where can they get that first chapter? You know, sometimes you get those previews.
Yeah, I think it should be up on our website. The book is for sale at lumenpress.org.
Mm-hmm.
So lumen press.org. Otherwise, you can also get links through to it from my nonprofit page, theguidingstarproject.com.
So tell us about Guiding Star.
Yeah, I was going to say that. By the way, that's the nonprofit that I founded about a decade ago. And really, there's three Guiding Star centers in your area of the country in Iowa. Mm-hmm. Which we're incredibly proud of. We really love Iowa. But they're holistic women's. Yeah, no, it's a great place. I'm like, Iowa understands Guiding Star. I love Iowa. but it really, we create women's healthcare centers that through the voice of healthcare and through the authority of, you know, doctors and medical professionals, that we affirm women in their natural creation of their body, their natural fertility and childbearing and breastfeeding abilities. And that's just a real departure right now in the field of women's healthcare. That's a rare thing right now.
So tell us where the Iowa locations are for Guiding Star.
Yeah, there's a brand new one that opened up in Marshalltown during COVID. So that one's just getting up and running. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then there is a really wonderful center in Cedar Valley. So Waterloo, Iowa is Guiding Star Cedar Valley. And then also in the Siouxland region up in Orange City, we have a Guiding Star Center as well.
Fabulous. Well, to our listeners in those areas, check that out and know that they're going to really address the needs of women from that holistic approach. So, Leah, I just thank you so much. This has been delightful to learn about your organization, Guiding Star, and about your new book called Holistic Feminism, Healing the Identity Crisis Caused by the Women's Movement. You can order it through Lumen, L-U-M-E-N, press.org, or go to Divine Treasures. They will get it for you if they don't have it, but I bet they have it. So thank you so much, Leah, for joining us today.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. You know, folks, I just am amazed. I try to read the saint every day and how they impact our lives, the you know, and help us to grow, to be challenged in our own values and virtues and wanting to grow in those. And, you know, Saint Elizabeth of Hungary, certainly at 24, to have passed away at 24, and she had founded, you know, all of these resource centers for people in her kingdom. That is just, it's a blessing. So what a great day today. Again, a reminder, tonight's healing service at St. Ambrose at 7. And check out both Rachel Bowman's as a contributor to the new book, Wisdom and Wonder, How Peter Kraft Shaped the Next Generation. And Leah Jacobson's book, Holistic Feminism, Healing the Identity Crisis Caused by the Women's Movement. Folks, you can pray with us throughout the day. The Iowa Catholic Radio Rosary every morning at 6 a.m. and 9:30, and then evenings at 8:30. The Angelus is prayed at 6 and at noon, I believe, right, Deacon Tony? Yep, that noon. And then the Divine Mercy Chaplet at 3 p.m., 2:55, actually. So you can get into that hour, Jesus hour, every day. Thank you for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. We do operate out of your generosity. Your prayers and your financial support allow us to continue after 15 years of bringing Catholic to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can find out all information about Iowa Catholic Radio at iowacatholicradio.com to register for our events, to find out all of our shows, all of that good stuff. Deacon Tony, would you offer a blessing for today?
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us, protect us all from evil, and bring us all to his everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. Coming up next is Teresa Tamio with Catholic Connection. Make it a great Wednesday, everyone. I'll be with you tomorrow. Thank you also to Deacon Tony Valdez as our producer. I'm Jean Till. Friends, be confident in Christ's mercy and his love.
Like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry.